Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Are you listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler? Today's interview is with Mr. Tavis Smiley. Those of you who know who Mr. Smiley is, who have followed his career, you know that most of you heard him first probably from the Tom Joyner Morning Show with Mr. Joyner, and now he has a PBS station, radio show, not station. So without much more, how are you doing, Mr. Tavis Smiley?
I am wonderful, Angela. Good to be on your program. How are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. I'm so glad you could come on the show.
My pleasure.
Okay. So you have a book that's recently been released. Would you like to tell people about it?
Sure. It's called The Covenant with Black America, 10 Years Later. The Covenant with Black America, 10 Years Later. It's a follow-up to the book that came out a decade ago that laid out a national plan of action for how African Americans could make progress on the issues that matter most to us, the top 10 issues that matter most to black folk, from health to education to the economy to the criminal justice system to the digital divide to environmental racism to reclaiming our democracy. All these major issues, these 10 issues that matter most to black folk, were laid out in this book 10 years ago. And since a decade has passed, now the book is out, looking at where we are 10 years later and what needs to be done to further advance our cause on these issues. In some ways, there's been progress, as I like to call them. There have been pockets of progress, but there also have been a lot of ground lost. In so many ways, black people have lost ground in many of the leading economic indicator categories. On most of the major economic categories, we're talking now housing, we're talking wealth, we're talking employment, we're talking earned income. And on those major issues, black people have lost ground in many of the economic indicator categories. And so the good news is that, you know, we are a resilient people, we are a hopeful people, and there's always time to turn around. I hope there's time at least to turn around the tide that is trying to take us under. But at the same time, we got to be serious about the work that needs to be done in the months and years ahead and get busy doing that work.
Yes, sir. I agree with everything you just said. What is your point of view about the recent killings here in the United States of America that have got so much publicity? My belief is that, what I know is it's always went on, but the media is trying to portray it as something new, something different, something that's hardly ever happened before. But I don't believe that because I know better. What are your thoughts on that, Mr.
Yeah, it's certainly not new, number one. Number two, the advent of social media has expanded the ability for people to tell the story about what's happening vis-a-vis the suffering of African-American people. But thirdly, it's difficult, again, in the era of the first black president to see how, on the one hand, we have this great moment, but black boys and black men are still being shot dead in the street like dogs, and cops are still getting away with this. And this is not the Klan. These aren't white supremacists killing these black boys and these black men. It's law enforcement. It's those who are sworn to protect and serve. Now, that's not to suggest that law enforcement writ large is horrific. Most cops are good people, but there are too many of these incidents that are taking place, and I believe when you have this many incidents, they're no longer incidents. They represent a pattern. There's a pattern here of misconduct and mistreatment and maltreatment when it comes to cops, white cops often, and black males. So this is nothing new. I think, again, social media has exacerbated, given additional opportunity, I should say, for these stories to be told and to be shared, and I celebrate that. But this is not a new crisis, but we're going to have to find a solution for it before it gets even worse.
Now, Mr. Smiley, I know you normally probably do not refer to yourself as a civil rights leader.
I do not.
But like, yes, sir, I understand that. But I followed your career. And I'm not gonna call you that because I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to label you a box.
No, name. I understand. No, not at all.
Okay. You also have you also on PBS. On PBS, won't you be there January 11th through the 15th on PBS? A show?
Oh yeah, we're on PBS every night, Monday through Friday, on your local PBS station. And this week the 11th through the 15th. Of course, it's already Wednesday now. But this week, all this week, we're focusing our show on the state of our community connected to this book, The Covenant with Black America, 10 Years Later. So every night this week, we're looking at different parts of this book: health, education, justice, reclaiming our democracy, the environment. So 5 nights this week, Monday through Friday, looking at different aspects of this book and where we are 10 years after this book first came out. And every night we have a wonderful musical performance, Tamela Mann one night, and Ben Harper one night, Taj Mahal one night, Macy Gray one night, Talib Kweli one night. So some wonderful performers at the end of the show every night. But this week is dedicated, we're calling it Covenant Week. So, yeah, all 5 nights this week we're looking at the Covenant book and trying to deconstruct it and break it down for people who want to know what's inside the book about what the state of our community is all these years later.
Yes, and I think it's wonderful what you are doing. I would rather refer to you as a humanitarian.
Mm. I accept that. Yeah. I love humanity. I love all of humanity. But I have a particular and a peculiar love for my own people. I love all of humanity, but I love my people. I love black people. And when you love black people, you hate seeing them marginalized, exploited, manipulated, calculated, treated as a sort of afterthought. When you love black people, you hate seeing them live beneath their privilege. When you love black people, you want the best for them. And sometimes that means you have to take it on the chin. Sometimes people disagree with you and don't see it as you're laying it out with regard to what needs to be done to make our communities better places to live and work. But I don't mind fighting over the issue of how we make America work better for our people. I don't mind fighting over that, again, because I love black people and my life has been about trying to serve them. So sometimes when you bring this data to the forefront, people don't want to hear it. They think you have some sort of animosity or some sort of anger or angst, which is not the case. It's really because you love your people and you just want to see them do well.
Okay, I understand that. And I feel the same way that you do. I don't know, I'm not known for that, but I do try to help put information out there for black people. And on my blog talk show, I try my hardest to show black people in a very positive light. I mean, because there's so many great things black people are doing now in the current time period.
That's what this opportunity is all about. If you have a platform, whatever platform you have, and you've got a platform here on Blog Talk Radio, your platform has to be used to enlighten people, to encourage people, to empower people, to inspire people, to inform people, to do all of that to help people live better lives by having better information where they can thereby make better choices and better decisions. And if that's what you're doing every day, then that's a wonderful contribution to the community. It's a wonderful contribution to the country. And to the world, when you can give people information that can help them live better lives, that's a beautiful thing. So I know you take your work seriously, and I appreciate the opportunity to have come on and to talk to you about the work you're doing and to try to be a partner with you to give people what they need to see that if we want to have futures where we can flower and where we can flourish, we are going to have to get serious about the trajectory that we are headed in. We have to get serious about the direction that we're headed in and see if we can't turn this situation around. Again, I love black people and I believe in black people, and I don't believe there's anything that we set our minds to that we cannot do. We've survived slavery. We've survived segregation. We've survived much worse. But it does mean that time is running out for us to turn this situation around, and we need to get busy.
Yes. That's true. And the young people coming up, to me, it seems that there's a trend, which it always has been, at least here in the South, the murdering of young black American men and also women. Women don't see the spotlight that much on murder, but black women are hurting too, and our rights are being violated in all kinds of ways. It's the entire race is. Do you believe that boycotting helps?
That's a good question. It's a good question. Good question to close on, because it forces us to think about what our options are. When you read this book, this new book, The Covenant with Black America, 10 years later, the text that's out now, at the end of every chapter on all these issues, health, education, economy, criminal justice reform, environment, all these various 10 issues, Angela, when you read the book, at the end of every chapter, there are ideas and suggestions for what every individual can do, for what government can do, what the private sector can do, what organizations can do. And then we give you examples of entities and individuals who are doing the work on these various subject matter, doing work that is good work and work that we ought to try to find a way to scale up. So at the end of every chapter in this new book, The Covenant 10 Years Later, we give you good information. I raise that because I believe that boycott is an effective strategy, but it's one strategy. There are many strategies. And depending on the issue that you're talking about, you got to devise a unique and specific strategy for that particular issue. But absolutely, I believe in boycotts. I believe in economic boycotts. I don't believe in shopping or spending where I cannot work or where I am not respected. If I'm not respected, or if I don't feel that our people can shop or work or live there, I just try not to patronize anything that excludes black people. If black people are excluded in the process, that's not something that I want to support. So it's a great question. Yes, boycotts are effective, and so are other strategies, and there are a number of strategies laid out in this book at the end of every chapter, The Covenant 10 Years Later, for how we can make black America better, and I believe thereby make all of America better. It's been a great honor to be on your program, Angela. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Tavis Smiley. And also, everyone, Mr. Tavis Smiley is getting off now. Thank you for coming on the show. I just want to let you know that he also has a book on his website. Well, he has a website, www.tavistalks.com. And on there, he has Death of a King. And I believe it's coming January 12, 2016. And he also has another book, My Journey with Maya Angelou, and according to his website, it comes out April 12, 2016. Those of you who did listen to Mr. Smiley, I want you to know he's very intelligent, as you already know, but his book really cuts deep into what's happening in the black community. Also, Ending Poverty, American Solid Spaces, and he also has the Tavis Smiley Foundation. So, you know, just go to the website. Mr. Smiley did not have a whole lot of time, but I'm glad he did take the time to come on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And those of you who don't know it, I'm going to let you know now. I have a book that's out called Charles and Melinda. It's not dealing with a lot of current things that are going on. It's dealing with the past, history of segregation. And it's a fictional book, and I wrote it. And it's called Charles and Melinda by Angela Butler. You can find it on Books A Million, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com. I would appreciate it if you take the time to buy my book. And also Mr. Smiley's book, Mr. Tavis Smiley's book. And like I said earlier, I have been following Mr. Smiley's career since Mr. Tom Joyner's morning show. And I've learned a lot. And I believe he's a humanitarian because he cares. I also know he has a love for black people. And the reason I know that because I followed his career. So this has been a great interview. Those of you who did not get to hear it, I'll be posting on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and Google Share Plus. You can go there and listen to the show. I'm also going to play a song by Mr. Gregory Abbott, Ain't No Sunshine.
Hey. ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime goes away.
I know
ooh, I'm living on thing alone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine.
All right, everyone. You were listening to Gregory Abbott, Ain't No Sunshine. That's one of his songs. He was on the show a couple of weeks back, wonderful interview, and he still has that beautiful voice. I'm also going to play another song by Mr. Gregory Abbott, and it's called Every Little Step.
Lately it seems she's out of my dreams. She moved right into my heart. She has become the only one I need. I'm so glad I found her heart. Can I keep control now? She's captured my soul and
all right, everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The clip of the song you just listened to is by Mr. Gregory Abbott, Every Little Step, and the song before that was Ain't No Sunshine, also by Mr. Gregory Abbott. Earlier, Mr. Tyler Smiley was on the show. He had a lot of great things to say for those of you who weren't able to tune in. The link will be placed on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Google Share Plus. He also has a book that's coming out April 12th, 2016. So those of you who want to, you know, go to his website, www.tavistalks.com, and you'll be very well informed. That's for certain. He also has January 11th to January 15th, 2016 on PBS. He has a lot of different singers and highly intelligent people like himself who will be on his show on PBS. All right, everyone. I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone have a good day. And try to stay warm, because even here in Northwest Florida, it's freezing.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.